This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
How are you sharing the truth now? Why did we start a website, sharethetruthnow.com? Why do I have a bunch of little cards I'm passing out? Maybe someone listening got one that's got a QR code with my testimony so that we would do what less than 5% of born-again Christians. Isn't this heartbreaking? Less than 5% of born-again Christians have led someone to Christ this year. Wow. Are you telling me we have the cure to cancer? We have the cure to war? We have the cure to everything? And yet, we're not telling people about it. So what we do on Share the Truth every week is we have special guests who are sharing the truth. It just so happens that this awesome young man and young lady standing next to me, who's my niece, just got back from Ukraine, and you are sharing the truth, Kaylin. Not such a safe place to share the truth.
Yeah.
What would motivate you to go to such a place like that to take the good news of Jesus?
Amen. Wow. Well, yeah, I run a little business, and usually it goes to help aid people in crisis. And I started designing shirts because I was originally just going to make these shirts and give money to people in Ukraine, or give them groceries or whatever. But as I was starting to draw and design these shirts, I just started reading stories. And one was of a woman who's in the middle of giving birth and a bomb hit. And I just imagined, you know, for me, having a child and a bomb hitting. And in that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit. I felt God just say, go. And I was like, to Ukraine, God? I can't just go to Ukraine. And through various of ways of him providing, he opened up the door for that opportunity to go and be a light. And so I went to Ukraine to not only give medical supplies and aid, but to give them spiritual aid. Because in the midst of destruction, in the midst when material things, when your house is bombed, when you've lost your husband, you know, meeting women who've lost their husband, children who've lost their dad, people's legs blown off, in the midst of so much pain and destruction, the only thing that they can find peace, that they can find hope in, is Jesus. And so I went to share that truth with people in desperate need of the love and the truth that's only found in God.
So encouraging. My co-host Jesse Connors is on fire for Christ. Can't wait for you guys to meet him. And he is sharing the truth everywhere he goes. And he really came up with his truelife.org, which is a website that we send everyone to at sharethetruthnow.com, which has 100 of the toughest videos about everything, abortion, evolution, creation, all the sexual confusion and everything like that, with a way to share Christ with people. Amen. So atheists, there's videos to an atheist out there. You were formerly an atheist, Hudson. Mm-hmm. Christ changed your life. Yep. And you went and you went to share the truth over in Ukraine on the same trip that Kaylin went on. What compels you to do that? And what happens when you actually get your mind off yourself and quit navel gazing and focusing on me? We're a narcissistic culture, and you start going over to share the good news of Jesus. Tell us about what happened in your heart during that trip.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, powerful things happen when you take your eyes off of yourself. Whenever even just simple acts of kindness can make such huge difference in people's life. And I think when we went over there to Ukraine, I was expecting to just be like evangelizing and sharing, you know, the gospel, and really just like going and offering, you know, them so much. But it's amazing what God did in my own heart, and the way he opened my eyes is really incredible. And he showed me that, you know, in the United States, we're just so comfortable. We have the luxury, we have, you know, money and medical care, and we have all these freedoms that we enjoy, and praise God that we have them. But comfort grows complacency. And I found that we don't talk about the difficult things, you know. Why would we, if we can just go out and have fun on a weekend? And, you know, we don't talk about the hard things. But when all things are stripped away, and that's what we saw in Ukraine, all things, all comfort is stripped away, you go to sleep holding your children, knowing that any minute it could be over. When all things are truly stripped away, you really focus on what's important, and that is God and your family and love and service. That is what we were created for. And I think that every person will express that in some way at some time. And you know that that's the best you've ever felt. When you go do something good for someone, that's the best you've ever, that's what you were designed to do and to be. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do that all day, every day.
And when you share the truth, sometimes there'll be bombs dropping. Now, in your case, literally there were bombs dropping. Yeah. And I want to tell everyone listening right now, you start sharing the gospel intentionally with people that are lost, you will be attacked.
Amen.
You are going to enter a war zone. You don't share the gospel, just hang loose. The devil has no, you're not any you're not any challenge. You're not any threat to the evil one. Yeah. You two went to Ukraine with your team. You were a threat to the evil one. Yeah. But there were bombs dropping. There were passport issues. There were issues getting the money, getting the supplies. Like, it didn't all, like, you had to depend on God. Talk about some of these spiritual attacks you felt while you're over there sharing the gospel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think one that we talked about earlier, that was just such a picture of the enemy just trying to destroy and take us out, was we were serving in Orehov, which is a mile from Russian military. And we were handing out medical supplies, grocery, we were sharing about Jesus, and we felt like it was time to go. And so we get back in the car, and we truly believe that was the Holy Spirit prompting us to go. But as we're going, 5 minutes later, a bomb hit right by the mayor's office, right where we were serving, right where we were giving supplies. And I mean, the enemy was literally trying to attack us right where we were serving and trying to take out the whole operation. But what's so amazing is truly, yeah, man plans his ways, God directs his steps. And the enemy might have been trying to take us out, but Jesus said, those are my sons, those are my daughters, and their lives are in my hands. And I choose when they will be living and when they will die. And so that was a hard moment where we did feel that spiritual attack and the enemy, attacking, but we saw how God protected us and kept us from truly dying.
Well, I'm with Kaylin, my niece, and Hudson, two young people in their 20s that just got back from Ukraine. We sat around the table celebrating Mimi and Papa's 60-year wedding anniversary, and we subtly tried to talk you guys out of going after telling people for years on Christian radio on the Truth Network, hey, go on mission trips, it'll change your life. Like, you might not want to go, but let me ask you guys, for people that don't have passports, maybe people are older, they can't go, young and old, I want to give both of you, as you get out of here on Share the Truth this week, what would you challenge people wherever they are? Mm. Maybe they're in that dead-end job. Yeah. Maybe they're coaching. Maybe they're sitting at the end of the bench on a team, on a JV team. They're listening or they're riding around with their parents in the car. Now, how can everyone share the truth right now? Quick challenge right now.
Yeah, guys, I was actually working a 9-to-5 job. I was Christian, but I wasn't really living it all the way out. I was trying to get my retirement set up and trying to take care of myself. I wasn't allowing God that room to provide. And I was so done with my job. I mean, the same thing over and over and just caught in the routine, running the rabbit wheel. And God one day spoke to me, said, your life is not your own. And I was like, yes, Jesus, I give you everything. I surrender my life to you. Everything I do, I will do for you. Wherever you call me, I will go. And I was like, all right, so this means that we're going to go on missions. I was so excited. I love different countries and cultures. I was so excited. I was like, all right, we're going on missions. I'm about to quit my job. And God was like, not so fast. I want you to evangelize right where I have you, right at the same job you've been working. Wow. I want you to clock in and clock out, but I want you to do it for me, and I want you to love your employees. And it was amazing. Over the next 6 months, I was able to just preach the gospel at my workplace. So many of my team members came to the Lord. We started running a Bible study. I started preaching the gospel to customers, started praying for healing in my parking lot. Man was completely healed, 30 surgeries in his back, still couldn't walk, had such a time getting in and out of his car, prayed, the Holy Spirit fell. He was completely healed, jumping around in my parking lot. And so where you are is the mission field, and God has placed you there for extraordinary purpose. And so seek him in all things, seek him, and he will make your mundane 9-to-5 job an extraordinary mission field. Mm-hmm. Just seek him and surrender it all to him.
I love it. Kaylin, how would you communicate that same thing to people about, hey, wherever you are, God can use you to share the truth? It's as simple as handing someone a card, one of our Share the Truth Now cards.
Yeah, I think it is. When you think of missions, a lot of times you think of, oh, like overseas to this country, that country. But yeah, missions is in your own backyard. It's in your, wherever you go to work out. It's in your, wherever your school is. It's in your job. It's in your, like Hudson was sharing, your 9-to-5 job. And I think it's even in your grocery store. I mean, I think my biggest advice is wherever you go, truly starting your day and saying, God, let me see people through your eyes, not my own eyes, but through your eyes. I mean, I was going to the grocery store, just getting some food for the week. And I was wearing one of my shirts and this teenager, she complimented my shirt. And I was like, oh, there's a message behind it. She's like, what's the message? And I just explained to her, because my shirt is a drawing of caterpillars to a cocoon to the butterfly. And I explained how the caterpillar in all of our lives can be, you know, depression, suicide, hardships in life, but how God can turn it into a cocoon and then into something beautiful. And this girl, this random stranger, starts crying in my chest, sharing about how she was trying to take her life the day before, that she's extremely suicidal, she doesn't feel the reason to live. And I was able in the grocery store to pray over her, to tell her, no, Jesus died for you. You don't need to take your own life because someone took their life for you. And so I shared with her the gospel. So I guess my biggest thing to you is wherever you are, it might feel like, oh, people can't receive it, or people don't, or, you know, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to force my religion. No, you just have open arms. You share about God and his love, and you will see as he starts showing up. And then some people ask, well, how do you get that conversation started? It's as easy as, hey, how are you doing? You know, they say, oh, I'm good, I'm whatever. And then they ask you, what about, you're like, God is good, I can't complain. And they're like, oh, you know, what do you think of God? You can start these conversations very casual. And so I challenge you, there is so many people bleeding in the world we live in today. And it might not be physical, but it is emotional and it is spiritual. And we are walking past them. People are bleeding out and we are walking past them. If you saw someone that was bleeding out physically in the middle of the road, what would you do? You call 911, you get an ambulance, you would move immediately. Yet we walk past people every day that are bleeding out spiritually and we do nothing. So I challenge you, just take the moment to talk to that stranger, talk to your boss, talk to your coworker, invite them out to eat, take them to get coffee. You don't even have to invite someone to church. You are the church. You are the hands and feet of Jesus. You meet them in that moment and you share with them about Jesus and his love. So I guess my biggest advice is wherever you are is your mission field. And it's not, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Start today and pray that God, you would see people through Jesus's eyes and he'll start directing to you people who are bleeding out and you can give them truly the cure.
Well, you heard it from my niece, Kaylin. What a blessing. You know, in our family, the two most common words we're on family events are, where's Kaylin? Now, early on in her life, she was probably on top of the barn or in the silo up here at the farm, or maybe somewhere lost or in the neighborhood or in the, you know, somewhere. But lately, in the last, you know, recent years of your life, she's sharing Jesus with someone. And we're like, well, let's just pray, because she's probably leading like the whole hostess staff to Christ at the restaurant during their break. But Kaylin, Hudson, thank you for encouraging our listeners. Listen, folks, you can make a difference. A QR code on the card, Share the Truth card. I'm going to give both of you a bunch of cards, okay? And I want you all both to get your phone on selfie mode and make a video. I'm Hudson. This is how Jesus changed my life. Just make it for a couple minutes, okay? And then upload that, and we'll send you 100 cards for free. And you can pass them out everywhere you go. I'm Kaylin. I just come back to Ukraine. This is how Jesus changed my life. It's your story.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? And so right now, if you go to sharethetruthnow.com and click on that, you'll see my story. Wow. I'm Stu, and I gave you a card recently to my waitress. Give a good tip, but then give a little card.
Amen.
And it shares the gospel completely, just like you two have just done. And then it challenges you, if you know Christ, to make him known.
Amen.
So every single person out there listening is either a missionary or a mission field.
Amen.
What are we doing about it? And you don't have to go all the way to Ukraine, but go wherever God calls you to go. Thank you, Kaylin. What a blessing. Thank you, Hudson. ShareTheTruthNow.com. Friends, please support our ministry. Every penny that comes in helps us get more cards out and helps us get this radio program on more places so more people will hear about Jesus. Because once the whole world is heard, then the end will come. Christ will come back. Matthew 24:14. ShareTheTruthNow.com.
This is the Truth Network.